Bold question, but tough answer. How confident are you right now?
Yeah, I'm pretty confident in myself. I think I always have been, really. I guess that's a tough question, but yeah, I think I've always been pretty confident in myself. I've never tried to be arrogant, but just always had a healthy level of confidence in my ability on the ice and off, and just trying to be a good person. And I think that kind of just gives me a bit of confidence going into the games, just like knowing that it's a game in that sun. I'm kind of stumbling for words here right now, but yeah, I think a lot of the confidence draws from knowing that it's a game. I mean, I love this so much. It's my passion. It's my life. But at the end of the day, I know it's just a game. They're trying to score little pucks in a net. You know what I mean? I know, try my best to do that and try my best to stop them. And I just, yeah, I'm just having fun with it right now. That's a long answer there.
Good answer. Since it was more like quiet offensively for you guys tonight, 15 shots, did you feel a little bit more pressure on your shoulders?
I felt I settled into the game pretty well. I didn't really feel a lot of pressure. I kind of got my breathing going early and just kind of settled into it. And like I said, just trying to have fun with it. When you're having fun, you know, you have so much more confidence, I find. You're just kind of living in the moment. You're not really worried about if a goal goes in or, you know, what they're going to do or, oh, there's 3 minutes left, we're up one. And I think sometimes you put those perceived limitations on yourself. And, yeah, just trying to roll with it, trying to have fun. And when you're kind of doing that, playing in the moment, there's not really that much pressure.
How did you feel out there when you received the first star?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's awesome. Just love being a small part of a team victory.
Thanks.
Thank you so much.
Do you think that 5-1-3 was a key aspect of the game?
Yeah, definitely. That was a huge, huge part of the game, integral part for sure. We had Veggie with the enormous, enormous block there on the first shot I think they had. We had a couple huge clears. We really only got a couple, I think maybe two chances on that, mm-hmm. and we blocked one. So, yeah, it's just awesome. Guys are playing so well right now.
Since you've gotten here, obviously, you've still remained undefeated. I wanted to kind of go back to that time where you got called up. You were in Maine before you came up here. Mm-hmm. Can you just take me back to, you know, when you got the call and you're making that drive up here, up to Laval? What was going through your head when you realized you were getting another opportunity to play in the AHL?
I was pumped. I was really excited. My first time I got called up, I don't really think I had the best mindset going up to Utica. I just kind of thought, okay, I'm up for a couple days. I'm up till Demko gets back. I'm just going to kind of do, you know, go there and kind of fill that role. But, you know, here I was just wanted to make the most of it, just enjoy every second. It's such a great league. The players are so skilled, and it's just great for my development. It's awesome to play this level of hockey. And I was just wanted to embrace it and just enjoy every minute of the time that I'm here.